Welcome back to the Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And on this episode, I want to talk about how I went to church for the first time in 4 years. What led me to want to go to church is the simple fact that I had been thinking about my environment. I was thinking about my community of people. I was thinking about how I had allowed myself to be in situations that were just so unhealthy for me. And I know so many people love the metaphor from the concrete a flower grows, or a rose growing from the concrete. And people love that analogy, or, well, it's a metaphor. People love that metaphor. But it's like, I don't want to be the flower growing from the concrete. When have you ever seen a rose growing from a concrete? Maybe some grass, maybe some weeds from people walking on the sidewalk and just wearing it down, and cracks are in it, and maybe some flowers, maybe some weeds. And it's just like, it made me think about, I would rather be a flower in a greenhouse blossoming freely with other flowers just like me than a flower from out of a concrete. And nothing's wrong with being resilient. Nothing's wrong with overcoming your environment. But I think you have to know when you need to be removing yourself from negative situations and eliminating negative people out of your life. I have come to the realization that putting myself in these situations and feeling like I'm a chameleon, I can survive anywhere, or I'm gonna just go to work and mind my business, and how I've put myself in survivor's mode. I've put myself in survivor's mode, and I'm always just thinking of a way to survive the day, or just, you know, just let me make it through. I hate this job. I don't like the way I'm being treated, but let me just tough it out. Let me just. And it's so unhealthy to be in that mold and in that mindset where you feel like you cannot relax. And for a long time, I felt like I could not relax. And now that I want to take myself out of this mode of just of this survivor's mode, it's making me want to be in places where I feel like I'm embraced, where people are genuine, where people have morals, where people have values. Because to be honest, I think for a long time, I felt like I did not belong in church. I didn't feel like I was living my life good enough to go to church. Like, I felt like I'm such a sinner. Like, I'm not doing anything right. Like, I shouldn't be there. And I think we hear a lot of people make comments about how, if I go to church, the church is going to burn down. No, it won't. That church will not burn down. It's still going to be standing strong, because what you've been through or what you're going through, you're not the first person to go through that. There are people who have been in similar situations. And it doesn't make you less worthy than anybody else. That's something I had to really learn. I had to look at my past as my testimony, as my story, as the obstacle that I overcame to help me become the person that I am. If someone does drugs, they're not going to want to hear you, a person who's never done drugs, oh, about doing drugs and getting clean. Or no, they're going to want to hear from somebody who's been through what they've been through and understands how they feel and what they're going through. So don't ever let anybody make you feel ashamed or embarrassed. And if somebody is ever trying to throw your past in your face, get rid of them immediately. Get rid of them. Some people will refuse to see who you for who you are now. They want you to be that person that was, that they felt like was beneath them, or they was better than. Some people don't want to see you elevate. And I know, like, people feel like, oh, well, some of those people in church are no good. And I get that, because I used to be one of those type of people who used to be like, those people in church are sinners. Their kids are doing this. Their kids are doing that. And you know what? People are people everywhere you go. But I feel like when you do go to church, you can kind of find some people who are very honest and genuine, and they really are good people, you know? And I think that if you have that mentality, then you might as well not do anything, you know? You might as well not do anything. If you use that mindset for everything, I might as well not take a shower because I'm going to get back dirty anyways. Like, you know, you're still going to get in the shower and clean yourself. So you just have to be able to decipher between the people that you feel like are genuinely walking with God and the people that you feel like are just faking the funk. And I know a lot of people feel like, oh, churches are just after money. They just want your money. And let me tell you, I do feel like there are churches out there that are all about money. They're all about profit. But these small churches within your neighborhood, they are not after your money. A lot of the tithes and offerings is going into helping support that community. And I feel like that's with anything that you do. If you want to take piano lessons or kickboxing lessons, you have to pay, and that money is going towards keeping that place open and having the opportunity to be able to go and do that activity. And there's no different with church. They have to pay the light bill, the water bill. You know, they have different activities for youth that it costs money to do these things. And so these small churches in your neighborhood are not after your money. You can go in and sit. You can get a prayer. You can talk to someone. And you do not have to pay a dime, okay? You can completely go to church for free. They're not going to ask you to pay to get in. They're not going to ask you to pay to sit down, okay? Do not let that be an excuse. I personally feel like whenever I go to church, the pastor is just speaking directly to me. And it can't be a coincidence. Every time that I go, it's always something that I am going through, like directly going through in that moment. This Sunday, the pastor talked about walking by faith, not by sight. How when you're on your journey, you are going to lose people, and that's okay. You have to stay true to yourself and who you are as a person, and know that you are not a chameleon. You're not. Every situation is not for you, and sometimes certain people are not for you, and that's okay. You have to be true to who you are as a person, and you have to find that community and that group of people who align with who you are as a person. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I am Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl, and I will see you guys next time.